So no one will ever forget Dances with Wolves. And then there was, of course, Open Range. And with Horizon, you go back to the genre as actor, director, producer, also writer. What fascinates you about the genre, or is it the history of the time?
It's the history that fascinates me. The genre makes no sense to me if it's not honest or authentic. I don't, for me, if it doesn't wrap itself up in what actually was happening out there, for me, I have a tendency to reject it. And I'm not interested. So even though I like Westerns, I don't like a lot of them.
Horizon is also a very political movie as it looks on historic events, even if the characters might be fictional. In what way did you include the American Native community preparing the movie?
Well, in what way did I do what? I'm sorry.
Did you include the American Native community?
Right. Well, for me, the West seems incomplete if we're not dealing with the Native Americans and the migration of European people across the country. It's also not a complete experience if you don't include women. And so what happens is there so much of the story of Horizon runs right through a woman's story, their fragility, their resilience, their kind of sense of just determination to keep their families clean and to feed them. And women were caught up in this whole journey across America, and it was incredibly tough on them.
Yeah, you're including very strong female characters, also very young, like Jenna Malone was the chief, or Georgia McPhail. How important was the female voice for you?
It was so, when I started writing these scenes with John Baird, it just seemed like scenes were not complete until we started including women, and the decision-making process and the division of actually how each group thought of situations. The women in Horizon think that they should all go to the rescue of this one woman right now. And of course, the audience feels that. Please, somebody do something. But in the reality of the West at that point, those men that were doing that were really unpredictable. And what good would it be somebody to be heroic and go right up to him and find himself killed? Mm-hmm. So what happens? Now his wife and his children have no husband. And so the West, even though it looked like people were going West together, it was really an individual survival mode to get there. And often when they got there, there wasn't anything there. So it's not romantic. It's hard. It's not Disneyland. It's real.
Absolutely. We see a soldier who sees the reality of people settling on a land that doesn't belong to them, and a wise chief who wants to coexist with those settlers. Still, they aren't heard. They're trying to de-escalate, but they aren't heard because it's easier to only see black and white. This is quite a parallel to politics nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of divisiveness in our country. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, there is. And I think there's a lot of people that cannot hear another voice, which is sad, because the only way we're going to advance in our life, the only way we're going to learn anything new is to either read about it, to travel, or to experience it through another voice. Otherwise, you're stuck. And we are stuck right now, I think, in our ideology. And America needs to be bigger than that. It's an important place. It's been an important place to Europe. It was a place that people left for.
There is very brutal scenes in the movie, but to me there is an underlying motive to the story. Everyone has a reason for their actions. Nobody is pure evil or good. You can't categorize people in that way. In what way do you personally believe in that?
Well, that seems real to me. We're all complicated. I'd like to be a better person. I am who I am. I need to get better. There were people who populated the West that were very dangerous people, too. Most people going West were just going on a dream to make things better for their families, to own something themselves. But there was also a contingent of people out there that were appeared to be migrating, but they were people that were poised to take advantage of any situation because there was no law. So that's what made the West incredibly dangerous, besides just living in a land that people had no experience living in. Those facts alone killed people.
You developed the character Hayes Ellison over so many years, and he's not what you would call a classical hero, but he grew so near to you, you named your son after him. What made Hayes Ellison so special in your eyes?
Well, I just love the character so much, and that's one thing I named my son after him. He's illiterate. He can't read or write. He's a cowboy. He makes his living off a horse, which means the only possessions he's ever had as an adult are what's on his horse. And we have a tendency to make that seem pretty romantic when, in fact, that must have been really hard. But there is something to a solitary life. The reality that he has is he is a person that has killed people, though. And he has, and not everybody that went west, contrary to the movies, killed anybody. And those that killed were people to be avoided. And he plays a very quiet character, knowing that he has these particular skills. And what happens is in 3 and 4, Hayes begins to dominate both movies. He's in all, he's in a lot of them. Right now, we're just getting all these stories going.
I think we only have time for one quick question unless we get interrupted. Your son has also played a role in Horizon. How did you feel seeing him walking into your very big footsteps?
I loved every moment of it. I loved driving him to work that morning, and he was nervous. Driving him home that evening and him questioning if he was any good. It was just something that him and I will have forever. You know, can put a lump in your throat to think that he would be worried what I thought, but he wanted to be so good for me. And he had no experience. I haven't put my children into this industry. And I will help them if that's what they want to do. But I haven't done that to them. I haven't made them feel like this was something that was going to be automatic in their life. But having Hayes, and I play the character Hayes, we're forever locked in this film. And so he's quite moving in it.
Thank you so much for your time. I think we have just 20 seconds left. So I wish you all the best for the movie. I think it's great. All the best and success.
Well, listen, I hope you see number 2 and I hope we get a chance to talk again.
I would like that. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.